Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have a famous arts advocate in the state, B.B. Rose Cooker, who is a community and arts advocate, as I mentioned. And today, B.B., welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And today we're going to talk about what has been defined as your brainchild. The brainchild of B.B. Rose Cooker, that is the eyeshadow exhibition, that is also a photography exhibition,
yes,
in mm-hmm. collaboration with the Christina Cultural Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Ray Jones could not accompany us today, but B.B. has a wonderful story to share. So let's define the concept, B.B., of eyeshadow. I want to go into different things later on, but for the time being, let's concentrate on that.
Well, and thank you so much for having us. I thought about eyeshadow about 2 years ago, really, maybe 2.5 years ago, and talked to Ray, because the one thing I love about Christina is that if you come up with some good artistic idea mm-hmm. that they can collaborate with you or they can produce it, they will do so. So we thought about it, and we said, you know what? Every time you look at any major photography exhibits, it's all men. Mm-hmm. And it's not that their work isn't phenomenal, but it's just the idea that we knew of certain people mm-hmm. that were friends of ours in our mm-hmm. lives that were just tremendous women, mm-hmm. Photographers, artists, that kind of thing. It's sort of like putting art on canvas or art mm-hmm. on, you know, in film, that kind of thing. So we asked a few people, like Faye Benet, who also works for the Y, mm-hmm. Teresa Knox, who does a lot of photography, I think Thea Blunt, Tracy Merritt, I guess Hope Rose, people that were very familiar to us that mm-hmm. we knew about their work. And they all agreed that they wanted to display their talents and display their works. And they did. And we used this as a sort of innovative program for a first Friday, you know, the first Friday
right.
that comes
yeah.
Every month.
The Arts Loop.
Right.
Okay.
So when it was Ray's turn at Christina, we decided that this is what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
And it really went over well. People were just tickled to death to see it. We had a great crowd. We had a nice reception. People really asked a lot of questions about, well, how'd you do that? Or why'd you think of this? And that kind of thing. And the ladies were able to explain what it was they were trying to express as opposed to just having something pretty.
Right. So it does have meaning.
Oh, a lot of meaning.
Let me go back to the name. Why did you choose eyeshadow for an exhibition of this type?
Well, to tell you the truth, I wanted the public to know that this, these works of photographic art were going to be the work of women. And mm-hmm. women wear eyeshadow. And they talk a lot about, in photography, about the kind of eye that you have.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, it's like, if you were really a person that was into photographic art, you might see something that mm-hmm. I just don't see. I mm-hmm. might see just a tree, and you would say, no, baby, that's a tree, but it's this time of day, and da-da-da-da-da. Uh-huh. So women, like any other really good photographer, mm-hmm. Has a great eye, and then they always talk about these shadows and this kind of thing, various techniques.
So you combine
so
those two things together
two,
in a nice
and
shadow.
It just happened to be eyeshadow versus the makeup thing. Yeah, yeah.
That is, well, that's that brings a good perspective. Actually, you speak to the fact that a good photographer is the one that captures the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And not everybody captures that particular moment.
That's right, that's right. And everybody doesn't see what a really good photographer sees. I think that it's important that we recognize there are people that have an eye for what's on the life of, on the canvas of just say life, everyday life.
Right.
I just envy that because I know that the women that we're talking about, I have seen them, you know, they have done things that I would never think about. You could see something as mundane as say a pencil on a desk. Mm-hmm. Not the way that they do it. They might catch that pencil on that desk as if it were just put down, or it's poised a certain way, maybe to write on a piece of paper or something like that.
And these women capture that stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second installment.
Yes. Yes.
What was the first experience you guys had there?
We had a good time, for one thing, because we were really glad to see each other. And, you know, when a bunch of women get together, it's a lot of fun anyway. And we had a nice social hour. We had a very good reception. And the women were poised to show for the first time their expressions of photographic art. Mm-hmm. And they were busy taking people around. When they saw you looking at their space on the wall or something like that, they would say, oh, you know, I did this at such and such a time. And this was my grandchild, but I caught him at such and such a moment and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because the art can be inanimate as well as animate objects and human objects, that kind of thing.
Right.
Whatever they decide to bring, they just bring it. And we select, we select probably about 10 pieces each, something like that, mm-hmm. that we have to display. And at Christina, we have a person that is the professional person that sets up the display. So mm-hmm. it's not only artwork that's pleasing, but it's done in a manner that it's supposed to be done in terms of exhibits, expertise in exhibiting.
Yeah, the way you present a picture tells a different story. The combination of the frame, the frame, many different things.
That's right. I'm trying to remember. I know one year, what was that theme last year? I can't remember to save my soul. But usually, I haven't found it to be, and maybe it will come this year, but no one woman's work was like the other person's work. That was fascinating to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would even be, for example, if, say, if Faye Benet did children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if Hope did children, Faye's children and Hope's children were nothing alike.
Mm-hmm.
That
the only common ground was children.
Then
maybe.
The common ground was children.
But the angle was
different. That's right. It's amazing. So I think that photographic art to me is the kind of thing that lets people see what perhaps they hadn't seen before.
Uh-huh.
You know, very much like the news journals, panoramic art on mm-hmm. the second page. I'm always amazed at the very ordinary scenes that those amateur photographers mm-hmm. put in that news journal that I never saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw it. But when they bring it to light, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that's what that is.
Right.
And this is what these women are bringing to Christina.
Indeed. And now that you're mentioning Christina, I have to say that you nailed it down beautifully, because Ray Jones and her staff are always mm-hmm. willing to entertain these cutting-edge ideas.
Yes.
That bring the arts to a different kind of aspect.
Yes. Definitely.
With more a community view.
That's right.
That incorporates or brings together, I should say, mm-hmm. the artistic expression alongside with the human aspect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like we do a lot of collaboration, which is just so important. That is one way not only to be economically sound in mm-hmm. your program, but you make better use of resources that are available.
Mm-hmm.
You allow persons to share in your thoughts and your ideas, and you bring opportunities in terms of exploration of arts that kids might not otherwise see. Mm-hmm. And I emphasize children, because while we do know that adults are extremely important to all of us in the community and that kind of thing, Christina has a strong focus on youth, children and youth,
yes.
and in terms of exposing them mm-hmm. To the mm-hmm. arts to make sure that their lives are well-rounded. We are, I know the last collaboration, if I'm not mistaken, we have now, is with DePotter from the University of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do original choreography and music and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at Tattnall. I think it's March the 1st at Tattnall at 4 o'clock. And it's only $5 a person.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to explore with the university and with DePata, that choreography, original music, and using use of our
children. Now that you're mentioning that, if people are interested, where do they need to go, or how do they buy tickets?
I would suggest that they call Christina.
Okay.
That's always the best bet.
And, you know, the drill is go to Google Christina Cultural Arts Center, and there you go.
It's all over the page. But I know it's 302-652-0101, and someone is always there to help you, and someone is always there to answer whatever questions you have.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Definitely.
We're going to continue, because you talked on, spoke of something that always makes me think, you make me think a lot, like Ray Jones, which is a connection between arts and community and the likes. Uh-huh. Let me go there, Bibi, but for the time being, re-engaging the audience to let them know that you are listening or tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. Our guest today is Bibi Rose Cooker, who is a community and arts advocate, working very closely with Christina Cultural Arts Center. And today she is sharing what has been defined her brainchild, Eyeshadow, a photography exhibition that refreshed. I love the combination of eyeshadow. Yeah. Why eyeshadow, Bibi? Tell us again.
Well, the eyeshadow, we always talk about a photographer and the eye that the photographer has. It's probably that eye that all of us wish that we did have in terms of a person's ability to see what might not even be there, you know? And then as far as the shadows are concerned, you always hear photographers talk about, okay, I've got to do the light, or I want to catch this in this shadow, or turn your back here so that the sun, da-da-da-da-da. But also in terms of women, shadow is a thing that we use on eyelids, or some people do. I could take time to – I could care less about makeup, but by the same
some people
token,
do.
it was a good combination of eyeshadow, which would let anybody know, the male photographers and our potential audience, that this is a thing of artistic expression by women.
There you go.
That was very important to
photography
us.
By women.
Yes.
And particularly by women of color.
That's right.
At the Christina Cultural Arts Center.
Yes.
And that summarizes in a nutshell what we are trying to share. But also, I'd like to talk to you, Bibi, about the connection between arts and community, something that is very close to your heart.
Definitely.
You've been always pushing for that to happen in whatever arena you are involved. Why?
I think, you know, arts, the arts in any community is like your pulse. If you don't have a pulse, you're dead. Think about it.
Yes.
You know, I know we have pulse spaces all over our body. My daughter's a doctor. She'd have a fit if she'd hear me describing this anatomy this way. But you take your pulse. You want to know what's the tenor of the time. Arts have always been the means by which a community can define what's really going on. What's really going on? And it's also a way to cloak certain things in terms that are acceptable, more palatable to people. I could say to a person, oh, go shoot yourself, which is a horrible thing to say. But if I were to put it in prose form or something like that, it might go in a prose that may say, you know what, the way, the manner in which possibly that you're living your life, you're injuring yourself, and you might as well not be here, or some way that you would try to find that's literary, so that a person could understand you're not really living and you're wasting your life. But you don't, there's always a way to say it through the arts that help people to be able to digest it a little bit better. The arts are also a means that we haven't really latched onto it here in Delaware. But I'm going to tell you, the arts would be one of the best ways to teach math, educational curricula, academics. You think about it. There is more music in math than you can shake a stick at. My father graduated from a school in Ohio called Wilberforce. He was a math major and a music minor. And it goes together. I never thought it was any different. We could teach various subjects And reach more children, because everybody does not learn the same way.
Mm-hmm.
While we look for things like equal opportunity and everything, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean that everybody's the same. Everybody is equal, but everybody's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, to my way of thinking, using the arts in educational curriculum would be just marvelous. Kaumba does a very good job of this.
Right.
They do it with historical presence, art, the whole nine yards. And the children are learning. The children are learning well, and it has far more applicability than just a textbook.
Well, to your point, now that you're mentioning bringing back memories, Bibi, because at one point when Jamil Sanchez was in charge
yes.
of Kaumba Academy,
yes.
I remember interviewing him at one point. And I was very impressed by the fact that yes. he brought a combination of two aspects related
yes.
to Kaumba. One is beautiful stories associated
oh,
to
yeah.
the engagement of kids
mm-hmm.
that are not learning the typical way of many others.
Yeah.
But also he brought facts and numbers.
Uh-huh.
Facts, figures, numbers, clarity about this is how math and reading has been improved by the inclusion of the arts
yeah.
in the way we teach our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which is terrific, because it's not just about the beautiful stories.
It is. Yeah.
Show me the numbers. And
yeah.
in that case, he showed numbers.
Yes.
Now, let me go back to you and your involvement with the arts. And let's go back to Eyeshadow, the exhibition that the Christina Cultural Arts Center is sharing, which is a photography exhibition of
uh-huh.
women of color.
Yes.
And the combination of the eye, the angle these women
right.
have. What kind of topics have been showcased this time?
If I'm not, I'm trying to remember exactly.
Just give an idea. I mean, it doesn't have to be super exact.
They're calling it from a woman's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And my thinking is that, if I remember correctly, I think it's a little more diverse. Not so much landscape, but more touchy-feely, human
mm-hmm.
kinds of
mm-hmm.
of shots, that kind of thing. It's more like the human touch, a human daily living from a woman's point of view,
mm-hmm.
Versus, say, our beautiful trees, our beautiful Brandywine
mm-hmm.
River, the
mm-hmm.
parks, and that kind of thing. It's a touch. It's
more
a
like
feel.
A daily activity
yes.
kind of exhibition.
From different points of view.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
those are the topics.
If
now,
I remember
what was
correctly.
The topic a year ago?
Oh, my goodness.
Or is it similar in concept?
It is similar,
know.
But I'm trying to remember. I know we did have some landscape designs a few years ago. In fact, we had some doorways, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What we did last year was more like unique features around the area, around the whole of the Wilmington-Newcastle County area.
Mm-hmm.
More things than people, if
okay.
If
so
I'm
what,
not
more
mistaken.
Landscaping
was,
in
yeah,
nature?
It was more
and this time is more in human
more, yeah.
aspects
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and daily lives.
Uh-huh.
Terrific. Now, what do you think we can learn from the exhibition or exhibition of this type, Bibi?
Well, for one thing, that women are photographers too. That's one thing.
Uh-huh.
And it would be good if we actually took a tour through Christina Cultural Arts Center, because on display, not particularly for the art exhibit per se, you're going to see a lot of works by
mm-hmm.
Faye Bonet.
Mm-hmm.
Faye has caught our young people in action in terms of the classes and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some marvelous works of art that are all over the
mm-hmm.
hallways of Christina that she has put there
mm-hmm.
At dance classes and that kind of thing. I think, too, that people will also come away with the feeling that there's another way to express myself. I don't have to say anything. I can take my camera and I can do shots, and it can be just as fulfilling as writing a poem or whatever else, because in a sense, that's what a picture of a photograph is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what photography is. That's what arts, oils, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's always been a story
mm-hmm.
on canvas
mm-hmm.
or on film or whatever. That they can do it too. It's not impossible. And that the hobby of photography can actually grow into some degree of a way to earn a living.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You have that kind of eye.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can take many pictures, but not necessarily those pictures reflect that kind of particular angle that grabs people's attention.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, tell me about you. What kind of artist you are?
Oh, my goodness. I guess I consider myself more, a historian. I love to write plays. I do write plays. I like musicals more than anything. Haven't done a musical for a while. In fact, they're bringing one of my shows here. Mahalia is coming here on the 5th of April. It's going to be...
So you're a writer.
Yeah.
More than anything else. Is that what brings you joy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can sit and write all day. If that phone doesn't ring, or even if it does ring, which is constant at my house, I love to write. I like to do narratives for people. I like to do different scripts. In fact, I'm working on a script now. I'm so happy they asked me. The Harry Tubman Underground Railroad Coalition is doing this tribute to Jim Baker at the Friends Meeting House on the 7th of March. And they asked me to participate, and I'm writing a piece right now in tribute to the work that former Mayor James Baker did to help get the Underground Railroad marked. The pathway marked here in Delaware.
Terrific, terrific.
Yeah.
In almost closing, Bibi, refresh memories when it comes to Eyeshadow, the exhibition that Christina Cultural Arts Center. Is it running currently, and until when, and what people need to do to get in contact?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because, yes, it will be, it starts in March. The first Friday. It's part of the first Friday celebration that we have here. But it's going to run until April 30th. We're going to keep that exhibition up until the 30th of April.
Fantastic. We'll so people have time to stop by and
but
take a look.
We really want people to come to the opening, because it really makes the photographers feel so good and welcome, and they will welcome you. And they'll be able to talk to you about their work, and they love to do that.
And just to be clear, the exhibition opening is scheduled for Friday, March 7th.
Yeah.
This year, of course, and begins at 5:30 and concludes at 8 o'clock, Christina Cultural Arts Center.
That's right, and it'll run through the 30th of April.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.